Andrew James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, January 17. Coming up, government to build a virtual sports museum, education ministry to refurbish Jack's Hill Primary School, and Jamaicans urged to make healthier food choices. The news in detail after the break.
Hello?
Junior, the judge said for pay $5,000, but me only have $3,500 pa me. Care 15 bills come for me now? Me don't want them lock me up.
Kerry, give me a record empire. Them take debit and credit card at the court, them, you know. Traffic court, parish court, the court them got high tech, you know.
No cash? No worries. Simply use your debit or credit card to make payments at traffic, family, and parish courts across the island. A message from the Court Management Services. Now the news. The government is to begin work on a virtual sports museum during the next fiscal year. Senior Director of Sports Monitoring and Development in the Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Ministry, Floret Blackwood, says the museum will enable 3D viewing of specific sporting artifacts online. The virtual museum will precede the planned National Sports Museum, slated to be built on lands adjoining Independence Park near the National Stadium.
Sometimes buildings can take some time to go to be constructed, and in the case of the National Sport Museum, it is a purpose-built museum that we will have. But even before we have the physical museum, it doesn't mean that we cannot establish all other areas surrounding the museum.
Sporting memorabilia and artifacts from the 40 disciplines in which Jamaica participates will be showcased in the Virtual Sports Museum. It will also trace and showcase Jamaica's history and performance in various sports. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is to provide additional support to the Jack's Hill Primary School in rural St. Andrew. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the school will receive financing for infrastructure works as well as additional staff.
That the perimeters of the school is enclosed and protected, because they have very little children, you're susceptible to all kind of animals and so on coming. So we want to approve $10 million starting the next financial year to do that, plus the roadway coming down, you know, to improve the environment.
Minister Reid made the announcement during a visit to the school in rural St. Andrew on Monday. He adds that he will be working with the school's principal to facilitate the greater use of technology to aid learning at the institution. President of Jamaica Promotions Corporation JAMPRO Diane Edwards has committed to galvanizing further support for Jamaica's film industry. This as actors prepare to leave the island for the Sundance Film Festival in Utah later this month. Ms. Edwards says while some gains have been made, there is room for more growth and development in the sector.
If you look at what our competitors in the region have done, creating film funds, offering tax rebates, offering financing upfront for films, I think we are doing much too little to support this industry. And so really, JAMPRO is committed to lobbying the powers that be to develop more of a support mechanism for the film industry.
Yadi, a film shot in Jamaica, will have its world premiere at the 2018 Sundance Film Festival, which runs from January 18 to 28 in the United States. The film will also be screened in the World Cinema Dramatic Competition from January 20. The film has been ranked in the top 25 most anticipated international films by the multi-platform American digital and print magazine, The Hollywood Reporter. And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton is urging more Jamaicans to make healthier food choices in light of the increasing rate of obesity. Statistics from the Jamaica Health and Lifestyle Survey 2007 to 2008 show that just over a quarter of the population is obese. Dr. Tufton says proactive steps such as regular physical activity and reducing sugar consumption levels are critical in minimizing obesity and non-communicable diseases, NCDs.
The World Health Organization has published guidelines that individuals should reduce their daily sugar intake or their daily intake of free sugars to less than 10% or 12 teaspoons of their total energy intake. A further reduction to below 5% or roughly 25 grams or 6 teaspoons per day would provide additional health benefits.
Minister Tufton was speaking at an obesity prevention program stakeholder meeting yesterday. The session sought to share information about the link between sugar intake and obesity and the role that policy can play in reducing sugar consumption. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.